Blog Talk Radio.
Live to see it, friends. You're listening to The World Transformed 1.5 on Fast Forward Radio. I'm Phil Bauermaster, and I'm pleased to welcome you to this, the 11th edition of The World Transformed 1.5. This is our Bridge the Gap series, the series that runs between the original World Transformed, which originally aired in 2009, from June through July of 2009, and which we re-aired beginning late last year, and The World Transformed 2, which will begin at the end of June of this year, June 29th. Mark your calendars, is the first installment of The World Transformed 2. So we've been bridging the gap between them. We've been talking around the various transformations that make up The World Transformed, that make up the major topics of The World Transformed. And we came to this topic called The World We Design. And I thought it would be fun tonight to talk about the world we design from the standpoint of the topics that we'll be covering in The World Transformed 2, and present just a quick outline of what's going to be happening in The World Transformed 2, because truly, the world we design is one that will derive from these tremendous transformations that are occurring, our opportunity to leverage those transformations. So I'll review this list of topics with you, and I think they will sound familiar to those of you who were with us for the original World Transformed, or those who have been listening along with the World Transformed 1.5. The topics themselves haven't changed. What we're doing with them, as I'll note in a moment, has changed somewhat. So beginning Wednesday, June 29th, we will kick off the World Transformed 2 with a program entitled Our Thinking Transformed. This is a call to update our thinking in light of accelerating change, with a special emphasis on the role that education, creativity, and imagination have to play. This could be the most fundamental of all transformations, and this is one that we are wholly responsible for as individuals and as a society. Unless we are able to align our thinking with the possibilities that are out there, unless we're able to grasp those possibilities, unless we're able to grasp both the risks and the opportunities that the incredible changes that are occurring represent for us, we're not going to be in a strong position either to take advantage of those opportunities or to prevent those, in some cases, dreadful, dreadful risks. So our thinking has to change. We have to be more imaginative. We have to be more creative. We have to be more responsive to sudden change and ready for sudden change in how we're looking at the world around us. So we're going to talk about how our thinking must be updated, and we're going to talk about the role that education has played and will continue to play in how we view the world and in how we prepare ourselves for the future. We've talked quite a bit about the fact that there is, as described by some, an education bubble occurring, and new opportunities for people to become educated via the internet, via free courseware offered by major universities or new startup universities such as Khan University. The stranglehold or monopoly that large institutions once had on education is disappearing. Our ability to educate ourselves has never been greater. So we're at a juncture of needing to change our thinking and having greater control of our ability to learn. Those two things should work together very effectively. We'll have a terrific panel talking about all of these dynamics and how important it is that we find a way to transform our thinking. June 6th, the program will be Mortality Transformed. This is a popular topic at Fast Forward Radio. Obviously, it was an important topic for the world, the original World Transformed, and it's one that we've touched upon here in The World Transformed 1.5. This is a reality check on the prospect for indefinite human lifespan and some thoughts on the roadmap for those who wish to receive it. We have an outstanding panel lined up. Aubrey de Grey, Terry Grossman, Gregory Benford all have agreed to participate in the program, as well as Maria Konovalenko. So we've got four different individuals all involved in life extension research who will be part of the program, all on the cutting edge of life extension research, will be part of this program, talking about our possibilities for extending our lifespan to an indefinite state and what needs to happen. What needs to happen now, what needs to happen in the near future in order for us to achieve that. July 13th, the Material World Transformed will be exploring the possibility of programmable matter, the ability to assert the same kind of control over items in the physical world as we currently have over items in the digital world. And our friends Christine Peterson and Jay Storrs Hall and one or two others possibly will be joining us to talk about this. Obviously, this goes to the discussion of nanotechnology, a very familiar topic on Fast Forward Radio, and it takes us into the world of programmable matter, of the digitization of the physical world. We've seen the digitization of the information world and the tremendous transformative impact that that has had on society, that that's had on our economy, and that that has had and will continue to have on our future. And this is only going to be multiplied when that same process of digitization is applied to the material world. Our ability to precisely control matter at the molecular level, which is the ultimate promise of molecular nanotechnology, promises to bring about profound changes, both in how we live our day-to-day lives and in how we organize ourselves as a society. It also speaks to how our economy will be organized, although we will have a show specifically addressing those issues coming up a little bit later in the series. July 20th, Humanity Transformed. We're going to talk about redefining human through enhancements and revisions to the human organism, and redefining humanity through expanding what is included within the human family. So these are two closely related topics, and they touch upon both the transhumanist notion of augmenting the human experience, of changing ourselves physically, changing ourselves mentally, changing ourselves emotionally, managing our own evolution, as well as the notion of expanding who we mean when we use the term humanity. Humanity ultimately may include intelligent organisms other than human beings, may include augmented versions of some of those organisms, may include artificial intelligences, may include hybrid intelligences between human and artificial, or between animal and artificial intelligence, and may ultimately include alien life forms, if those are ever to be discovered. So we have our existing definition of humanity, which is already very broad and expansive, but it's about to become significantly more so. And we'll talk about how we get from here to a broader view of what humanity is and why it's going to be important that we find a way to do that. July 27th, Intelligence Transformed. We're going to talk about evolving machine intelligence to the level of human intelligence and evolving human intelligence far beyond anything seen or imagined before. Transformation of intelligence from the human substrate into the machine substrate is a profound transformation of our world. When machines reach human-level intelligence and rapidly pass beyond human-level intelligence, exceed human-level intelligence, we have, of course, what's called the technological singularity, and we will be getting to that in a program dedicated to that. But simply understanding that intelligence itself is increasing, that intelligence itself stands to become utterly transformed when we consider the role that our own intelligence has played in transforming the world up to this point, it becomes very obvious that this is a huge topic and it has tremendous implications, not only for the benefits that this set of transformations can bring to the world, but the risks as well. August 3rd, we'll be talking about reality transformed, accessing infinite possibilities through worlds we create ourselves. And this is a topic that we have obviously talked about many times on The World Transformed and on Fast Forward Radio. This is a key idea around how our future will be shaped and how qualitatively and quantitatively different the world we ultimately live in may be from the world we live in now. We live in a civilization that is human-made, and we live in cities that have been human-made. We live in within societal structures that were created by human beings, but we live in a universe. We live in a world that pre-exists us. We live in a world that we are the product of, that is not the product of us. And ultimately, the transformation of reality has to do with, sooner or later, and to greater or lesser degrees, changing that. Moving the human experience into a world that we have created. And we'll talk about why that would even be a good idea to begin with. And of course, we'll also probably touch upon the question of whether we're already living in a artificially created universe and what that tells us about both our place in the universe and where we're going next. August 10th, we'll be talking about Wealth Transformed. I mentioned earlier that the physical world transformed, the introduction of programmable matter, ultimately creates possibilities for the rapid and massive production of material goods on an individual level, unlike anything the world has ever seen before. When individual human beings have mastery over the production of goods in the same way that they have achieved mastery over the production and manipulation of information over the last few decades, all of our thinking about the economy, all of our thinking about supply and demand, all of our thinking about markets is going to be severely tested, if not completely replaced, with a new model, a model of utter abundance, a world where all material needs are met and virtually all material wants are met. What are the challenges of living in such a world? What are the dangers of creating such a world? And of course, what are the tremendous, almost unimaginable benefits of bringing about a world of abundance? We'll be looking at it from a number of different angles, and we'll be talking about the risks incurred in trying to get to that world. August 17th, we'll be talking about our fears transformed, avoiding, mitigating, and eliminating the risks that represent the greatest dangers to our civilization and our world. We've talked about existential risks for humanity many times on Fast Forward Radio, and this will be a continuation of those topics. We'll be looking at things like the technological singularity, nanotechnology, also cosmological risks to humanity. These are topics that we've discussed recently on the World Transformed 1.5, and creating a better understanding of what it is that we most need to be afraid of and what we most need to avoid is a huge part of preparing ourselves for the future. August 24th, the future transformed. The future that lies beyond our plans, visions, or expectations, the future that lies beyond our ability to reasonably assess what might happen. This, obviously, is talking about the technological singularity, and we'll be welcoming a very special guest or panel to talk about that topic. I'm not in a position to make an announcement about that now, only to say that this promises to be an extremely exciting program, followed with our final installment of the World Transformed to Human Destiny Transformed, exploring the nexus of the future of humanity and the future of the universe, an idea introduced by Ray Kurzweil in The Singularity Is Near and discussed by others such as John Smart, this notion that as we transform our experience within the world, we're ultimately in a position to transform the universe itself. And at that point, this truly does become the world that we have designed. This series promises to be great fun. This promises to be an extremely exciting series. We'll be posting detailed information about it. We'll be talking about who our guests are going to be, what the panels are going to be, and the questions that we'll be asking them, and the discussions that we'll be having. All of this will be previewed on The Speculist and on Fast Forward Radio in the coming weeks. We look forward to having you all with us for the World Transformed 2. And until next time, live to see it. Live to see it, friends. You're listening to The World Transformed 1.5 on Fast Forward Radio. I'm Phil Bauermaster, and I'm pleased to welcome you to this, the 11th edition of The World Transformed 1.5. This is our Bridge the Gap series, the series that runs between the original World Transformed, which originally aired in 2009, from June through July of 2009, and which we re-aired beginning late last year, and The World Transformed 2, which will begin at the end of June of this year, June 29th. Mark your calendars, is the first installment of The World Transformed 2. So we've been bridging the gap between them. We've been talking around the various transformations that make up The World Transformed, that make up the major topics of The World Transformed. And we came to this topic called The World We Design. And I thought it would be fun tonight to talk about the world we design from the standpoint of the topics that we'll be covering in The World Transformed 2, and present just a quick outline of what's going to be happening in The World Transformed 2, because truly, the world we design is one that will derive from these tremendous transformations that are occurring, our opportunity to leverage those transformations. So I'll review this list of topics with you, and I think they will sound familiar to those of you who were with us for the original World Transformed, or those who have been listening along with the World Transformed 1.5. The topics themselves haven't changed. What we're doing with them, as I'll note in a moment, has changed somewhat. So beginning Wednesday, June 29th, we will kick off the World Transformed 2 with a program entitled Our Thinking Transformed. This is a call to update our thinking in light of accelerating change, with a special emphasis on the role that education, creativity, and imagination have to play. This could be the most fundamental of all transformations, and this is one that we are wholly responsible for as individuals and as a society. Unless we are able to align our thinking with the possibilities that are out there, unless we're able to grasp those possibilities, unless we're able to grasp both the risks and the opportunities that the incredible changes that are occurring represent for us, we're not going to be in a strong position either to take advantage of those opportunities or to prevent those, in some cases, dreadful, dreadful risks. So our thinking has to change. We have to be more imaginative. We have to be more creative. We have to be more responsive to sudden change and ready for sudden change in how we're looking at the world around us. So we're going to talk about how our thinking must be updated, and we're going to talk about the role that education has played and will continue to play in how we view the world and in how we prepare ourselves for the future. We've talked quite a bit about the fact that there is, as described by some, an education bubble occurring, and new opportunities for people to become educated via the internet, via free courseware offered by major universities or new startup universities such as Khan University. The stranglehold or monopoly that large institutions once had on education is disappearing. Our ability to educate ourselves has never been greater. So we're at a juncture of needing to change our thinking and having greater control of our ability to learn. Those two things should work together very effectively. We'll have a terrific panel talking about all of these dynamics and how important it is that we find a way to transform our thinking. June 6th, the program will be Mortality Transformed. This is a popular topic at Fast Forward Radio. Obviously, it was an important topic for the world, the original World Transformed, and it's one that we've touched upon here in the World Transformed 1.5. This is a reality check on the prospect for indefinite human lifespan and some thoughts on the roadmap for those who wish to receive it. We have an outstanding panel lined up. Aubrey de Grey, Terry Grossman, Gregory Benford all have agreed to participate in the program, as well as Maria Konovalenko. So we've got four different individuals, all involved in life extension research, who will be part of the program, all on the cutting edge of life extension research, will be part of this program, talking about our possibilities for extending our lifespan to an indefinite state, and what needs to happen. What needs to happen now, what needs to happen in the near future in order for us to achieve that. July 13th, the Material World Transformed will be exploring the possibility of programmable matter, the ability to assert the same kind of control over items in the physical world as we currently have over items in the digital world. And our friends Christine Peterson and Jay Storrs Hall and one or two others possibly will be joining us to talk about this. Obviously, this goes to the discussion of nanotechnology, a very familiar topic on Fast Forward Radio, and it takes us into the world of programmable matter, of the digitization of the physical world. We've seen the digitization of the information world and the tremendous transformative impact that that has had on society, that that's had on our economy, and that that has had and will continue to have on our future. And this is only going to be multiplied when that same process of digitization is applied to the material world. Our ability to precisely control matter at the molecular level, which is the ultimate promise of molecular nanotechnology, promises to bring about profound changes, both in how we live our day-to-day lives and in how we organize ourselves as a society. It also speaks to how our economy will be organized, although we will have a show specifically addressing those issues coming up a little bit later in the series. July 20th, Humanity Transformed. We're going to talk about redefining human through enhancements and revisions to the human organism, and redefining humanity through expanding what is included within the human family. So these are two closely related topics, and they touch upon both the transhumanist notion of augmenting the human experience, of changing ourselves physically, changing ourselves mentally, changing ourselves emotionally, managing our own evolution, as well as the notion of expanding who we mean when we use the term humanity. Humanity ultimately may include intelligent organisms other than human beings, may include augmented versions of some of those organisms, may include artificial intelligences, may include hybrid intelligences between human and artificial, or between animal and artificial intelligence, and may ultimately include alien life forms, if those are ever to be discovered. So we have our existing definition of humanity, which is already very broad and expansive, but it's about to become significantly more so. And we'll talk about how we get from here to a broader view of what humanity is and why it's going to be important that we find a way to do that. July 27th, Intelligence Transformed. We're going to talk about evolving machine intelligence to the level of human intelligence and evolving human intelligence far beyond anything seen or imagined before. Transformation of intelligence from the human substrate into the machine substrate is a profound transformation of our world. When machines reach human-level intelligence and rapidly pass beyond human-level intelligence, exceed human-level intelligence, we have, of course, what's called the technological singularity, and we will be getting to that in a program dedicated to that. But simply understanding that intelligence itself is increasing, that intelligence itself stands to become utterly transformed when we consider the role that our own intelligence has played in transforming the world up to this point, it becomes very obvious that this is a huge topic And it has tremendous implications, not only for the benefits that this set of transformations can bring to the world, but the risks as well. August 3rd, we'll be talking about reality transformed, accessing infinite possibilities through worlds we create ourselves. And this is a topic that we have obviously talked about many times on the World Transformed and on Fast Forward Radio. This is a key idea around how our future will be shaped and how qualitatively and quantitatively different the world we ultimately live in may be from the world we live in now. We live in a civilization that is human-made, and we live in cities that have been human-made. We live in within societal structures that were created by human beings, but we live in a universe. We live in a world that pre-exists us. We live in a world that we are the product of, that is not the product of us. And ultimately, the transformation of reality has to do with, sooner or later, and to greater or lesser degrees, changing that, moving the human experience into a world that we have created. And we'll talk about why that would even be a good idea to begin with. And of course, we'll also probably touch upon the question of whether we're already living in a artificially created universe and what that tells us about both our place in the universe and where we're going next. August 10th, we'll be talking about wealth transformed. I mentioned earlier that the physical world transformed, the introduction of programmable matter, ultimately creates possibilities for the rapid and massive production of material goods on an individual level, unlike anything the world has ever seen before. When individual human beings have mastery over the production of goods in the same way that they have achieved mastery over the production and manipulation of information over the last few decades, all of our thinking about the economy, all of our thinking about supply and demand, all of our thinking about markets is going to be severely tested, if not completely replaced, with a new model, a model of utter abundance, a world where all material needs are met and virtually all material wants are met. What are the challenges of living in such a world? What are the dangers of creating such a world? And of course, what are the tremendous, almost unimaginable benefits of bringing out a world, bringing about a world of abundance? We'll be looking at it from a number of different angles, and we'll be talking about the risks incurred in trying to get to that world. August 17th, we'll be talking about our fears transformed, avoiding, mitigating, and eliminating the risks that represent the greatest dangers to our civilization and our world. We've talked about existential risks for humanity many times on Fast Forward Radio, and this will be a continuation of those topics. We'll be looking at things like the technological singularity, nanotechnology, also cosmological risks to humanity. These are topics that we've discussed recently on the World Transformed 1.5, and creating a better understanding of what it is that we most need to be afraid of and what we most need to avoid is a huge part of preparing ourselves for the future. August 24th, the future transformed, the future that lies beyond our plans, visions, or expectations, the future that lies beyond our ability to reasonably assess what might happen. This obviously is talking about the technological singularity. And we'll be welcoming a very special guest or panel to talk about that topic. I'm not in a position to make an announcement about that now, only to say that this promises to be an extremely exciting program, followed with our final installment of the World Transformed to Human Destiny Transformed, exploring the nexus of the future of humanity and the future of the universe, an idea introduced by Ray Kurzweil in The Singularity Is Near, and discussed by others such as John Smart, this notion that as we transform our experience within the world, we're ultimately in a position to transform the universe itself. And at that point, this truly does become the world that we have designed. This series promises to be great fun. This promises to be an extremely exciting series. We'll be posting detailed information about it. We'll be talking about who our guests are going to be, what the panels are going to be, and the questions that we'll be asking them, and the discussions that we'll be having. All of this will be previewed on The Speculist and on Fast Forward Radio in the coming weeks. We look forward to having you all with us for The World Transformed 2. And until next time, live to see it.